सरिष्पास्केषु सबोधनिष्ठा ततो मनुष्या प्रमथास्ततोऽपि गन्धर्वसदा विदुरानुगाये देवासुरेभ्यो मघवः
प्रदानम्
दक्षादयो ब्रह्मसुतास्तु तेषाम् समर्पणोऽहं द्विजदेव देव
भूतेषु
हृद्यावृत्तमाय ततो मनुष्या प्रमदास्तोपि गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुद्धानुगये देवासुरेभ्यो
महवत्प्रधानाः
रक्षादयो ब्रह्मसूतास्तु तेषाम् परः सोद विरिञ्च वीर्यः समत्परोऽहं द्विजदेव देवः भूतेषु विरुद्धमाये सरेषु वासेषु सबोधनिष्ठा ततो मनुष्या प्रमदास्ततोऽपि गन्धर्वसिद्धा विबुधानुगाये देवासुरेभ्यो महवत्प्रदानम् दक्षादयो ब्रह्मसुतास्तु तेषाम् भवः परसोत विरिञ्च वीर्यः
Bhuteshu, among things generated, Virudhya, than the plants, Uduttama, far superior, Sarisrapa, moving entities, Teshu, of them, Sabodhanishta, those who have developed intelligence, Tata, than them, Manushya, human beings, Pramata, ghostly spirits, Tata, better than them, Gandharva, inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Vibhuda Anuga, Kinara, those who Deva, Demigods, Asura Ibhyo, Vinasuras, Magavat Pradana, Magavat Indra, Dakshadaya, beginning with Daksha, Brahma Sutta, direct sons of Brahma, who then Teshan, of them, Baba, Lord Shiva, Para, best, Sa,
E,
Tata, moreover, Virincha Virya, produced from Brahma, Sa,
E,
Matpara,
my devotee,
Aham, I, Dvija Deva Deva, worshipper of the Brahmanas. Translation of the two energies manifest, beings possessing living force or spirit. dull matter, superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes which can move, superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence, superior to animals are human beings, and superior to human beings are ghosts because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and the demigods into the King of Heaven is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like Kididaksha. Superior among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also supported to me, the Supreme Personality of God, because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are best of all. Wherefore, in this verse, the Brahmanas have given us a position superior to that of the Supreme Lord. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of Brahmanas. Although Rishabhadeva recommended his eldest son Bharata, emperor of the earth, he still had to follow the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to govern the world perfectly. The Lord is worshipped as Brahmanya Deva. The Lord is very fond of devotees of Brahmanas. This is not does not refer to so-called caste Brahmanas, but to qualified Brahmanas. A Brahmana should be qualified with the eight qualities mentioned in text 24, such as Sama, Dharma, Satya, and Tatiksha. The Brahmana should also be worshipped, and under their guidance, the ruler should discharge his duty and rule the citizens. Of course, in this age, because the executive is not selected by very intelligent people, nor is he guided by qualified Brahmanas, constantly chaos results. The mass of people should be educated in Krishna consciousness, so according to the democratic process, it's like a first-class devotee like Bharat Maharaj, who heads the government. If the head of the state is headed by qualified Brahmanas, everything is completely perfect. In this verse, the evolutionary process is indirectly mentioned. The modern theory that life evolves from matter is to some extent supported in this verse because it is stated, bhute shu viru yaha. That is, the living entities evolve from vegetables, grass, plants, and trees, which are superior to dull matter. In other words, matter also has the potency to manifest living entities in the form of vegetables, in this sense. Life comes out of matter, but matter also comes out of life. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maham Sarvasya Prabhava Mantasa Rupavartate, I am the source of all spiritual material worlds. Everything emanates from me. There are two energies, material and spiritual, and both originally come from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme living being, although it may be said that in the material world a living force is generated from matter, it must be admitted that originally matter is generated from the supreme being. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. The conclusion is that everything, both material and spiritual, is generated from the supreme being. From the evolutionary point of view, perfection is reached when the living entity attains the platform of a Brahmana. A Brahmana is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman worships the Brahmana. In other words, a devotee is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord is inclined to see to the satisfaction of his devotee. A Brahmana is called the Dvija Deva, and the Lord is called Dvija Deva Deva. He is the Lord of the Brahmana. The evolutionary process is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it said there are two types of living beings, moving and non-moving. Among moving entities, there are birds, beasts, aquatics, human beings, and so forth. Of these, the human beings are supposed to be the best, but they are few. Of these small number of human beings, there are many low-class human beings, like Malachas, Polindas, Bodhas, and Sabaras. The human being elevated enough to accept the Vedic principles is superior. Among those who accept the Vedic principles, generally known as Varnashrama, few actually follow these principles. Of those who actually follow the Vedic principles, most perform fruitive activity or pious activity for elevation to a higher position. Manusha Namsa Astraya Shu Kastraya Yadati Siddhaye. Out of many attached to fruitive activities, one may be a Gyani, that is, one philosophically inclined is superior in the karmas. Out of many Gyanis, one may be liberated from material bondage. Out of many millions of liberated Gyanis, one may become a devotee of Krishna. Translation of the two energies manifest beings possessing a living force are superior to dull matter, superior to non-moving plants and vegetables or worms and snakes which can move. superior to worms and snakes, are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings. Superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are Gandharvas. Superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras. And superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods. And are the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha. And superior among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I am fine to the Brahman, and the Brahman is the best of all. So, this actually is a glorification of the Brahmanas, in spite of the fact that Bharat was to be the king, which is a Kshatriya duty. He is pointing out that even the king has to obey the Brahmanas according to the Varnashram system. And therefore, yeah, Rishabhadeva is pointing out that I'm the Supreme Lord, but I also worship the Brahmanas. What to speak of human beings, they should be kings, whatever, they should worship the Brahmanas. So, these two verses are simply a list of the different types of living entities, from the inferior to the superior, that is, from the non-moving to the moving, and among the moving, then the more intelligent are superior, until we get to the human beings. And then we go through a series of other beings, like the Pramathas, the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, etc. These are considered superior to the human beings, just as we have the different lokas. We have Bhuloka here, with human beings and animals and plants. And then above us there is Bhuvarloka, which has inhabitants like Gandharvas and Siddhas and Charas and Asuras, etc. So, all these beings, Pramathas, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Vibhuta, Nambura, Devara, Asura, above us, many of them dwell in the Bhuvar sphere. So they are also material beings. They have material bodies, but they're much more subtle than our body. We have very gross bodies, whereas the Siddhas and Charanas, etc., have very subtle bodies. And the ghosts and all these other persons, they have subtle bodies. So in that sense, they're considered superior. And then, of course, above that, we get Svargaloka, and we have the Devatas, headed by Indra. So, here it is stated that above this level of the Bhuvarloka, then we have the Devatas. And among the Devatas, Indra is supreme, because he is the king of Devatas. But we also know above the Svargaloka, then we have Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. So there are higher beings also, with more subtle bodies. So therefore we get the Rishi, such as Daksha, except for the sons of Brahma. And then finally, then we get Shiva, and we get Brahma. Now here, of course, it says that Shiva is the son of Brahma, and therefore Brahma is superior. So, according to etiquette, yes, because Shiva was born from Brahma. Technically, however, if we want to analyze, we can say that Shiva is superior because usually he is a Vishnu form, or Amsa Vishnu, whereas Brahma is usually a Jiva. And therefore, we can say that a portion of Vishnu is superior to any Jiva. Sometimes, of course, Supreme Lord may become Brahma, in which case he is superior to Shiva also. In any case, about Brahma, where does he come from? He's the highest being in the material world. He lives on Brahmaloka. But he has a material body. He's subject to birth and death. And he's actually born from the navel of Vishnu. So his origin is actually Supreme Lord. Therefore, we can trace back everything ultimately to the Supreme Lord, so he's considered supreme. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, everything comes from me. But then Rishabhadev said, but I am the Supreme Lord. In spite of that, I am the servant of the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas, of course, also have material bodies or whatever in the material world. Technically, they are also only in Sattva Gun. And as Prabhupada points out later in the purport, superior to the Brahmanas and anyone in the Varnashram system are the Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas are actually those who are, control the Supreme Lord. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm in my devotees and me. So ultimately, even higher than the Brahmanas are the Vaishnavas. But in the normal world, the Lord says, glorifies the Brahmanas in support of the Varnashram system. Though, as Prabhupada has pointed out in the purport, Lord Chaitanya has rejected the Varnashram system. Higher than this, of course, is the devotee. Because the Varnashram system is material, and the Vaishnava is superior to the gurus. But we see here that there's a glorification of the Brahmanas, as we often see in Bhagavatam, and that even Krishna glorifies the Brahmanas, and whatever, as being supreme. And the reason is that this is the convention, because here Rishabhadev is glorifying the system. Rishabhadev is the king. He is going to install Bharat as the king in the Varnashram system, and therefore he is glorifying the system. And though the king is technically the most powerful entity in the kingdom, nevertheless the Brahmana is subservient to the, or the king is subservient to the Brahmanas, even though the king is the ruler, he is subservient to the Brahmanas. So therefore he wants to glorify the Brahmanas above all else to make sure that Bharat as the king will obey them. Now because he says, I'm the Supreme Lord, I obey the Brahmanas, you're just a king, and a jiva, you should obey the Brahmanas because they're in Sattva-gun and you're in Rajagun, mixture of Sattva-gun. So in the Varnashram system, the Brahmanas are superior. So that is the strategy here in glorifying the Brahmanas above himself, the Supreme Lord. What this does, of course, is emphasize the fact that all castes should be respectful to the Brahminical community within the Varnashram system. Now, of course, we also know that, as Lord Chaitanya has said, above the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. So within the Varnashram system, yes, one respects the Brahmana, but as far as devotion goes, we should respect the Vaishnava as the supreme person rather than the Brahmana. So speaking in terms of Varnashram, we respect the Brahmana. In terms of spiritual life, in the larger picture, we respect the Vaishnava, who is actually beyond the Varnashram system. So in this way, we have to take these statements in the proper context. Of course, as we also know from the 11th canto, Krishna says, I'm not so much interested in Dharma or in Sankhya, Yoga, all these different things. But I am controlled by my devotees. The devotees are the persons who actually control me. And so we'll see both statements made. The Lord says here that the Brahmins are, so dear to me. But a higher statement than that is that the Vaishnava is dearest to the Lord. That's the highest statement of all. So to glorify the Varnashram system, we have statements like this, and to glorify the devotees, we have other statements. So the other statements where the Vaishnava is glorified, those are actually the absolute statements. These are relative statements, because they are a glorification of Varnashram system, but then the whole system is inferior to the Vaishnava himself. So we should understand the context of these different things here. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes through basically a similar classification like this, from the lower to the higher, and till he gets to the
the Vaishnava on the top and glorifies the Vaishnava among all other beings. So why? Why the Vaishnava? Because the Vaishnava practices bhakti. And bhakti is the process which is dearest to the Lord and brings the Lord under control. And no other process does that. So, in other words, though all the other processes like karma yoga, jnana yoga, sangha yoga may be mentioned in the scripture, nevertheless, the process that the Lord wants everyone to follow is the process of bhakti yoga. And therefore he makes these statements that the devotees, they are the dearest to me. I am controlled by the devotee, I am controlled by bhakti. So that's the central point of the Bhagavatam and of the Bhagavad Gita. So though other things are glorified, we must always keep in mind that the ultimate glorification is the devotees. All other glorifications are relative. And this is glorification of the Vaishnava is absolute. So just as he may glorify jnana or karma yoga or astanga yoga, whatever, yes, it's there in the scripture, but the real glorification is that of bhakti, because that's the highest process, and that is the process that leads to realization of the Lord in a complete manner, and the others do not. So this is the final conclusion.
Very interesting to hear that not glorifying the Vaishnava heritage. He's just copying it in
another. Well, that's because he's the context here is he's putting Bharata on the throne and making him the king, and he's saying you should be as the king, then you have to follow the Brahmanas. Of course, he could have said Vaishnavas also, but within the Varnashram system, the king follows the Brahmanas, some of whom may be obviously Vaishnavas, but, and in the case of Bharata, you know, it's a great Vaishnava, and Rishvadeva is the Supreme Lord himself, so obviously he supports that. But as far as Varnashram system is concerned, they're only concerned with these four Varnas. These are the main things. So the king must follow the advice of the rabbinical community. And if he doesn't, then indeed there's a big confusion.
Okay, we see very clearly the term Vaishnava is not just only a marker of it. It is a Vaishnava.
Well, not only in Bhagavatam, but for and Mahaprabhu, but of course we'll find the Vaishnava glorified in other scriptures as well, like the especially the Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana, etc. We find glorification of the Vaishnava. And of course in Bhagavad Gita, I'm in my devotee's in me. So he doesn't really talk about Brahmins there so much, but he's talking about the Vaishnava. So the glorification of the Vaishnava is definitely there in the scriptures in great variety. But when he speaks of karma yoga at Varnashram, then he'll glorify the Brahmana. Yeah, well, Vaishnava means a follower of Vishnu. That's the etymology is Vishnu, and from that we get Vaishnava. Yeah, as he said here, their bodies are different. And he says they have no material bodies, but that, of course, they do have material bodies, because everyone in the material world has material bodies. If they didn't have material bodies, they'd be in the spiritual world. But they have no gross material bodies. So you can't see the ghosts, you cannot see these pramattas and other beings. We can't see them. They can fly around, whatever they want to do. So the bodies are much more subtle material energy. So in that sense, they're considered superior. They belong to the Bhuvars here. Above the earth.
Since
they have a planet of the world, why they don't move? Well, that planet is very close to the earth. They said 100 miles up is the Bhuvar sphere. So it's quite close, actually. And so they can interact on this level as much as they want to. Yeah, in terms of gunas, obviously they're not considered superior or whatever. But basically, the human being is considered a Raju. Of course, we do have, you know, Satvagun here also. And again, in the Bhuvar, spirit is largely Rajagun entities. And the Devatas are Sattva. So of those persons in that sphere, Bhuvar and whatever, then the Asuras are the more powerful. So in that sense, they're considered next to the Devatas. We see that they sometimes conquer the Devatas. They dethrone Indra, whatever. So they do have power to do that. We don't see the citizen Charanas doing that, but we see the Asuras do that. So in terms of Gunas, no, they're largely Rajagun, Tamagun mixture. But in terms of powers and subtle bodies, yes, they are next to the Devatas, because they can compete with them.
What about animals, insects, and plants in higher dimensions? They are better than the
looking plants. Oh, it's not mentioned really, but obviously everything on the higher planets has to have subtler energy. Whether they have insects up there, I don't know. It's far below. But they have mosquitoes and flies, it doesn't, we don't know.
But they have plants.
Yeah, well, that, but they have plants like the Parijata and things like that, which are, you know, much more wonderful than anything here. So those plants we can't compare with these plants. And they have animals also, but of course those animals are also different, subtle there.
Okay.